Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here on Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm specializing in community association law, winning all kinds of awards and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right, good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, you'll get announcements about our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters. One's about to go out this week, as a matter of fact, a new one, updates on the law, and a lot more. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's topic for our blog, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, let's remind everybody that equality and respect begins at home. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, that's condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Karen, before we start, I just want to say that it was really great seeing so many people yesterday at our Condo Craze and HOA's Board Certification and Legal Update 2017 class. In Orlando, we were at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios, and we had a real nice turnout, and certainly everybody seemed to have a great time, and everybody was so appreciative of the opportunity to learn something. It really was great. We had a lot of fun.
And the DBPR was there as well.
Yeah, they sure were, Karen, and we certainly appreciate it when the DBPR shows up with educational materials for everybody. Of course, the people that were there from an HOA, they couldn't get educational materials because the DBPR can't help them. And they were upset about it. We're really trying to get that going again this year, some DBPR help for people that live in an HOAs. They can't figure out, the people that were in the audience yesterday just can't figure out the fact why the legislature won't let them pay the $4 so they can get some help.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I wasn't in thinking about this, but it was amazing the timing of yesterday's seminar, Karen. It just so happened that in the hotel that we stayed at and where our seminar was, I mean, you can't make this up. What was next door? A convention for blind people with service animals.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like literally
I
believe it was an award for like the best service animals in the state of Florida or something along those lines. So we were literally next door to hundreds, and I'm not kidding, hundreds of service animals. So can you imagine, I was giving a seminar and literally separated by a thin wall were hundreds of dogs on the other side of the wall.
That's such a hot topic on your show. It's
Karen,
so amazing.
Not a peep from one of them. And that is what separates a real service animal from emotional support animal.
Right.
Can you imagine if next door to the seminar there were 100 yapping emotional support animals?
Yeah.
Right?
Or oinking or neighing.
Right. Would we have been able to do the seminar?
No.
So I actually gave a seminar yesterday with hundreds of dogs literally a few feet from me.
We had one in the studio when we were back at the old studios. It was right lying behind me. I never even knew it was there.
Right, exactly. So if you ever wanted to see the difference, and it was pretty ironic that it was happening during our seminar, but if you ever wanted to see the difference between what an emotional support animal is and what a service animal is, you should have been at yesterday's seminar. It was really amazing.
That's fabulous.
But big, big week ahead, and let's just say that I'm looking forward to Friday when Trump takes the reins.
Oh, absolutely. And what do you think about the fact that Congressman John Lewis, he said that Trump was not the legitimate president-elect. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's a civil rights icon.
It's embarrassing. Can you imagine how disturbing that is? A sitting member of the House of Representatives is saying that the president-elect Trump shouldn't be acknowledged as the new president because Russia somehow meddled in the election and helped bring down Hillary Clinton. And we wonder why there's little respect for government and for members of Congress, why their poll numbers are so low.
Yeah, and, you know, the left still can't cope with the fact that Trump takes office on Friday. I mean, movie stars are freaking out, like Meryl Streep. Congressmen are freaking out. And they're certainly trying to delegitimize his presidency, the Russia stuff. I mean, it's just from one thing to another.
It's still, there was just something interesting. You know, typically a president would get a honeymoon period. He's not getting any honeymoon period when he comes in. No way. And, you know, the bottom line is they better come to terms with this fast, because the first 100 days is going to be like nothing this country has seen in a long time. But you know what bothered me most this week is the fact that in the most dangerous city in the United States, Chicago, right? The Department of Justice, what did they do this week? They focused their attention not on trying to solve the massive number of shootings and murders in Chicago, but instead, what did the Department of Justice devote their resources to? They came out and said the Chicago Police Department violates the rights of its citizens every day, basically, because they're brutal and they don't act within the law. Can you imagine, after what's going on in Chicago, that the officers are getting shot at every single day? And it's safer in most Middle Eastern cities than it is in Chicago, Illinois. And the Justice Department is attacking the police officers who put their lives on the line every single day. If you're a cop in Chicago, I mean, what's the incentive to stay on the job when the government is just so against you?
Five more days. And Trump made it clear that there is about to be a new relationship between the president and law enforcement.
Yeah, and certainly that's one of the reasons why, because of this administration's policy towards law enforcement. That's partially why Trump starts Friday. And for me, at least, it can't come soon enough. All right, who do we got out there?
Lines are loaded.
Sandra from, is it Aventura? Sandra?
Aventura, yes, Aventura,
hey,
Florida.
How are
Good
you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good, how are you?
How can we help?
I have a question. Can a board member purchase, or a board member or a board member's family purchase a condo unit that is in foreclosure or short sale?
Absolutely. And it's absolutely no rules against it. When a property goes to a foreclosure sale, it's a public auction. And anybody can bid on that property at public auction. You know, I typically get those types of questions regarding realtors. Can realtors purchase, or can realtors serve on the board? Realtors have some extra knowledge, or are they somehow, you know, usurping like a corporate opportunity for the board to buy? If the association wants to buy that, and that happens, you know, every once in a while too. Yeah, the association could bid on the unit too, not just that director. But there's absolutely nothing prohibiting a member of the board from purchasing a property at a foreclosure sale. Totally legal.
Okay. Thank you so much for your
information.
You got it. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Who else we got out there? Eric from Miami.
Good morning. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. One regarding, is a developer responsible for monthly association fees for the unsold unit? And that really, the genesis of that is there's a shortfall of about, $37,000 after the turnover occurred. And it looks that it most likely has to be with the developer not selling the units as fast as they thought they would.
Okay.
And then, you know, paid some, you know, upfront insurance expense or whatnot.
Okay, you ready? We're going to try to teach a very complicated topic in a matter of a minute or two, okay? When a developer builds a condominium building, he has the option of paying for the unsold units each month, the condo assessments each month, just like everybody else does. Or typically what happens is the developer has what's called a developer guarantee for assessment. So what is that developer guarantee? He tells everybody in the association, for the units that we sold, you're going to pay the assessments each month. Just to the people I sold to, you have to pay this amount of money, and you're locked in at a guaranteed rate. That's why it's called a developer guarantee. You're locked in at a guaranteed rate for all the years that I keep the developer guarantee in effect. Now, because I don't have to pay the assessments on my units, I promise to pay the shortfall, meaning that if there is not enough money collected from your assessments to pay the bills, I promise to pay the shortfall. I promise to pay everything else. So typically what happens when turnover comes around, the developer will say, okay, well, I overpaid, and the association will say, no, you underpaid, and you left us with all these bills. Then the accountants duke it out, and then hopefully an agreement is arrived at as to who owes who what, okay? But that is the quickest way I can describe to you what a developer guarantee is. But you have to make sure that the developer, under the documents, kept that guarantee in effect. That guarantee is blown, and the developer violated his guarantee. If during that guarantee period, he raised the assessment level each month that the unit owners have to pay. You follow? He violated the guarantee if your assessments.
Yep.
Yeah, and were raised.
He's on the hook. He's on the hook for the monthly association fees, or at the end,
the shortfall.
There was a shortfall, and so he gets to choose, but it's his option.
Correct, but again, he has to exercise that option a certain way pursuant to the governing documents. We got to see how long the developer was allowed to keep that in effect as well. Have to look at your governing documents. But that's what a developer warranty is in, or guarantee is in a nutshell. Okay?
Perfect. The second question I have, if I may, it's board members taking common areas, like fencing them off, or, you know, actually taking it for their own private and exclusive use.
It's good to be the king.
The unit owners.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay. Well, that might be considered a material alteration of a common element, right, if you take the common areas and change it for exclusive use. And in order to do things like that, you would need a vote of the unit owners, typically a 75% vote. But certainly nobody can cordon off common areas and just take it for themselves. That's owned by all the unit owners in the percentage of their ownership of the common areas as determined by that chart in the back of your declaration of condominium. So, no, nobody can take common areas. They belong to everybody. But, Eric, I apologize. Looking at the clock, we got to take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody. Glad to see the phones are lighting up. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs right here on 850 AM in South Florida and 1080 AM in Central Florida, 1060 AM on Florida's Pace Coast and the Treasure Coast. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. He specializes in community association law. The number to call to get some free advice, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. If you want to call the office and talk to him off the air and have him look into something for you, it's 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Hey, Eric.
Everybody, and for both condos and HOAs, remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. And one way of getting certified is by attending, like yesterday, our popular Condo Craze board certification course. We've certified over 12,000 Floridians throughout the state. But big news, Karen, this week for our little change up in our course this week for community association managers. Our class was now also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit for all community association managers that attend. And they need that credit, those credits, each and every year to keep their licenses. So now there's no excuse. Come join us with your board. Karen, when's our next free class?
Fantastic. February 9th, 2017, Condo Craze Board Cert Class Hard Rock Hollywood.
Yeah, that is filling up quickly, by the way. It's really not that far away, and it's going to be packed on February 9th. We really want to see everybody there. Following that up, in March, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 5th, L&L Condo HOA Expo, Miami Hyatt Regency downtown.
And April 20th, April's busy, L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center.
And April 26th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Broward Convention Center.
All right, board members, again, don't get certified by signing that ridiculous, silly, self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. You're going to be with your peers in a great environment. Again, they fill up fast. Don't get shut out. And take it with your board manager. Again, the manager now gets two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit. So, again, now more than ever, it makes sense. Take the class with your manager together.
And register.
And how do they register, Karen?
It's easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device. Click on Register for Our Seminars. There's the tab right there to do it.
All right. Phones are blowing up. How about we go to Lynn in Fort Myers? How are you, Lynn?
Good morning. I have two quick questions. The first one is, I've read that in the statutes that a condo board director cannot abstain from a vote unless he has a conflict of interest. And recently we had a meeting. Two members abstained from voting, and so the issue was passed because they counted it as a yes vote. So my question is, if the condo docs forbid abstaining without a conflict of interest, would that be an illegal vote? Would it
I got to check the statute.
Eric, it sounds like the UN.
Yeah, let's not get into the UN. But here, if you give me like a minute, we'll tell you exactly what the statute says, because this statute, I can tell you, has gone through over the last few years a bunch of changes regarding abstention. So let's see. The statute regarding abstaining says, a director of the association who's present at a meeting of its board at which action on any corporate matter is taken shall be presumed to have assented to the action unless he or she votes against such action or abstains from voting. A director of the association who abstains from voting on any action taken on any corporate matter shall be presumed to have taken no position with regard to the action. So it doesn't specifically say that you have to have a conflict of interest in order to abstain. It actually just says you can abstain.
Oh, okay. That, has that changed? Because I read
It's gone back and forth over the last few years, but right now it just says you're presumed to have voted in favor of something unless you abstain, but you may abstain.
Okay. So if you abstain, how does that, are you voted as yes?
No, you're not voted as yes. You're just voted as abstaining. It's not in favor of. That's what the UN did.
Yeah,
exactly, Karen.
Yeah.
What happened at the UN? The United States had a vote and could have voted to kill the anti-Israel resolution. Instead, they abstained. So it's as if they didn't vote at all. Okay. Same here.
So they counted them as a yes vote. So that was incorrect.
No, they counted in your condo, you're saying?
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not a yes vote. That's correct.
Okay.
It is absolutely not a yes vote. It's an abstention.
So it's not a yes or a no. It's just a nothing vote. Yeah,
that's correct. Right? That's exactly right.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I know that it's changed, so thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, it's gone back and forth, right.
Yeah. Thank you. The other real quick question is, if a condo board wants to change law firms, can they do that without voting at a meeting?
No, that's the right way to do it, and what we tell clients all the time is the best way to do it is do it in a meeting. Vote to terminate the law firm at a meeting and hire a new law firm at the meeting. You're signing contracts, you're signing agreements. The proper way to do it is at a meeting.
Okay?
That's what we'd like to see. We tell our clients that all the time. You got it. Thank you, Lynn. All right, who else we got? Mark in Bonita Beach.
Hello there.
How are you, Mark?
Good. We had an owner who gave the power of attorney to a friend, and my question is, does that power of attorney have the right to attend and speak at a meeting, and can he also run for the board?
No, you absolutely cannot run for the board. Absolutely can't run for the board, excuse me, based on a power of attorney. Power of attorneys, I know, have been allowed to be used for recall matters only, but other than that, no, they basically have no use whatsoever when it comes to association law. Can't be used to vote. Can't, because in a condo, they look at it as basically now you're voting by proxy, and voting by proxy is not allowed. So we're not going to allow you to vote by power of attorney. Okay, it's because in effect it would basically be the same thing. So not allowed, and certainly it can't be used for running for the board, because your documents are typically clear, and they 99% of the time it says you have to be a unit owner. So, no, power of attorney is irrelevant in those situations.
Our docs say directors must be either members, tenants residing in the condominium property, officers of a corporate member, partners of a partnership membership, or beneficiaries of a trustee member.
Yeah, not someone with a power of attorney. So the answer is no. I would say they can't run.
Can they attend meetings and speak?
I don't know. I don't know of any particular cases that would go each way. Cases generally regarding powers of attorney are again limited to voting. The statute says that meetings are only open to the owners. It says nothing about other people with power of attorney or renters. The question is typically asked, can renters come? So I think if you have the power to indicate that renters can't come, because the statute doesn't give renters the chance, then I would say the same thing applies. Someone with a power of attorney does not necessarily have the right to come to a meeting. The only time the statute is very specific and it gives someone else other than the unit owner any specific rights is the access to records statute. That statute specifically says you have the right to access to records as an owner or your authorized representative. That's the only time the statute allows someone other than the unit owner to come forward and have any rights. So I'm going to take the position, and again, I don't know of any cases, but I think how this would go down in an arbitration setting or a court of law, power of attorney means nothing, because if the legislature wanted to give someone other than the unit owner the rights to do things, could have said so, just like they did so in the access to records statute when they give authorized representatives the right to access to records. But on that note, Mark, sorry, we got to cut you off. Got to take another break. Taking your calls, everybody. Everybody's keeping me on my toes this morning.
Yes, they are.
Tough questions. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. He specializes in community association law. He is the best in the state. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. He has offices all around the state. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of the Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters with the associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
Hey, just to clarify, Karen, we are the best in the state as voted upon by the voters of that read the Florida Community Association Journal.
That's
gave,
right.
Actually gave us the highest award in the state last week.
Again,
for
right?
Community association law firms. Actually, the other times we won gold. This time we won the top level.
Oh,
diamond.
My goodness, the diamond.
The diamond. So, yeah, again, thank you so much to all the voters who actually voted for us out there. And I know so many of them listen to this show. Hey, we're not just taking calls on condo law and HOA law. Anybody want to call in and let us know how you feel about this coming Friday? I want to hear it, too. 877-850-8585. But first, let's go to Eric in Orlando.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, Eric?
Doing well, thanks. A couple quick questions. One, is it any statutes that forbid boards from making large financial decisions using email versus in a meeting environment?
Where you okay, there's been yeah, there's been a lot of confusion about this, and it was left up to the air. But now, what it boils down to, board members can discuss things by email. Okay, they can send each other email all day long. But and by the way, as long as those emails are by and between board members on their individual email accounts, those don't even become official records of the association. However, when you vote on an issue, right, you decide to actually make a decision about an expenditure, you know, significant expenditure, that vote needs to be taken at an open meeting. So board members cannot vote by email. They can discuss things by email. But the bottom line is if a vote is required, a vote has to be taken at a meeting that's properly noticed and the unit owners have a right to attend.
Is that a violation of a statute?
Sure is. Yeah, absolutely.
Last 2 years with our situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be violation of several statutes, violation of your breach of fiduciary duty, violation of the open meeting requirements of 718 and 720, and I'm sure it's a violation of your own governing documents. So, yes, it is a violation.
Okay, my second question in regards to, we have an upcoming elections, and on the proxy statement, it says if a name is not inserted, the secretary will make the decision for the homeowner.
Right, very typical.
Now, is that because, I guess my question is the existing secretary, if the proxy is not sent in, do they still have it, or is it based on a...
No, it's based on that written permission. The secretary of the association doesn't have the power to vote for somebody, right? So they don't have someone's proxy unless they have someone's proxy in writing. If that's
so
your question.
Mailed in proxy that says, check the box that says secretary or insert the name. That only gives the secretary the ability if that physical document is signed by the
correct.
Homeowner.
Correct. Correct. Right. That's exactly right. Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Eric. All right, how about we go to what we are all over the place today.
How about
Paulette in Indian Shores?
Good morning.
Hey, Paulette, how are you?
A condominium board has revised their rules and regulations. And in order to make them enforceable, should the rules and regulations be amended as a declaration of the condominium documents?
Okay. This came up yesterday at the seminar, too. So the question is, the amended rules and regulations were passed. Now should they become part of the declaration? Should they be recorded in the county where that property is located? I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I think the smart thing to do is to take those rules and regulations after they get passed by the board and simply record them in the county. Why? Because once filed, the owners are on notice, you know, that these are, in fact, the rules. And it's not a bad idea if you're passing a number of rules. Also, let the people know in advance. And finally, just hang me out for 1 second. If you're making rules regarding unit owner use, you know, use of the units, I should say, that would affect a right of an owner to a unit, that has to be done with 14 days advance notice as well. So you got to be careful.
I have done that. Right. We have done that. Just background information. The rules and regulations have never been in our condominium documents. Okay.
Right.
So we just feel like, okay, we have rules and regulations, but, you know, are they enforceable? And to me, one way to take that to task would be to have amend the condominium documents.
Well, you got to be careful because it doesn't necessarily, just because you're passing rules doesn't mean you need to technically amend the condominium documents. And let's talk about that for a minute. Yeah. Boards of directors have wide discretion, wide latitude when passing rules and regulations regarding typically it's the common areas of the condominium. For example, the swimming pool. The board has wide latitude to say, okay, new rule, the pool hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., right? That's a reasonable rule and regulation that the board can make regarding use of the common areas. Now, that's a lot different from a board saying, wait a minute, we got to be careful. We want to make sure that by making a rule, we're not changing a provision that already exists in the superior document, which is the Declaration of Condominium. Because if you do that, you're not making a rule. You've just, in effect, changed the Declaration of Condominium. And what do you got to do to change the declaration? You got to get a vote of the people that live there, typically 3/4. Or at least 2/3. So you got to be careful that, you know, you're throwing around the terms, you know, or changing the declaration. To change a declaration, it requires, again, a massive ultra-majority vote, at least 2/3 or 3/4. But to change the rules and regulations, simply a vote of the board. So big difference. Okay, one is a lot harder than the other, obviously.
All right. And the one particular rule that we want to go forward with is a pet rule, and that would require, you know, 75% of the membership to vote on.
Right.
The rest of the rules, we feel, do not need that.
Well, hold on. Are you saying your Declaration of Condominium already talks about pets?
No, it does not.
Okay, so and we'll have to cut you off after this answer, but I'm gonna, because we have other calls backing up. But here's the rule on that: Okay. So here we have a situation where the declaration of condominium doesn't say anything about pets, right? So the question becomes is, can the board on its own volition, right, now enact a rule that talks about pets or even prevents pets from moving into the community? And the answer is you now have to take a look at your bylaws. If the bylaws give the board members the right to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the use of units, not just the common areas, but also the use of units, arbitration cases have held that the board has the right to now make a rule that says no pets in those units. So again, you have to now look to the bylaws and see exactly what the powers of that board is. Another tough question, Karen. They keep coming from. That was from Paulette in Indian Shores. Thanks, Paulette.
I know. It's amazing.
All right. How about we go to Bob in Pompano? How are you, Bob?
Hey, Bob. You're on.
Bob, you there? All right. How about this? Let's cut Bob off, and we'll take another break, and hopefully Bob will call back. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your
Your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Just about 20 minutes left in the show, so don't wait to the very end to call us at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates talking about community association law.
As a matter of fact, we got Bob from Pompano on the line. How are you, Bob?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
My question is, if there's major restoration being done on the building, can the majority of the board meet with the contractors without notifying the total membership?
So a majority of the board, a quorum of the board, is going to be meeting and discussing association business, right?
That's correct.
You know what that is called? That's called a meeting. Because that's a meeting that has to be noticed.
Yep.
And the unit owners have a right to attend that meeting.
Can't be in the pool.
Yeah. So typically how it's done is a 5-member board would appoint like a 2-member committee. A 7-member board would appoint a 3-member committee to actually go out and meet with the contractor to discuss these things. Because if you're going to discuss it with a quorum of the board members, that discussion should be at a properly noticed meeting of the board. Okay, it is a meeting. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, you got it, Bob. Who else we got out there? We got, who do we got? We got Joe from Pompano?
Yep, Joe.
How are you, Joe?
Hello, good morning. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm a current board member, and we're getting a lot of renters in our community right now, and I would like to know if the board has the power to start no renting the first year. The only thing our documents say about renting is that any leases must be 6 months.
Okay. So if that's the only thing that your documents say, is that nothing less than 6 months. So there's no prohibition currently in your governing documents that say you can't lease for the first year, right? So the only way that that's going to happen in your condominium is if you have a vote of the unit owners that amends your declaration of condominium and prohibits renting for the first year. Okay, but I got news for you. Let's assume that it passes. Let's say you need a two-thirds vote to change your documents to now say no renting for the first year. Guess what? Even if it passes with a two-thirds vote, let's say one-third of the people don't vote in favor of it, that new amendment to your declaration that says no renting for the first year does not and will not apply to those one-third of the people who did not specifically vote in favor of that amendment. Okay? So it would only apply to those two-thirds who voted in favor of it. It will not apply to the one-third who didn't vote in favor of it. It will only apply to the people that they eventually sell their unit to.
So am I wrong in assuming that if that does get passed, it'll be grandfathered in and it'll only it will only affect the new buyers?
It will affect the people that voted for it. It will affect the people that voted in favor of it, right? And it will affect anybody they sell it to. But it will not affect, and it will affect, again, new buyers, like you say, but it will not affect for the next 30 years. If someone didn't vote for it, for example, the people that didn't vote for it, if they, that law will not apply to them. They can rent their unit in the first year. Okay?
And the history of our, and the history of our place, too, is that this was always no rent in the first year. It was always a policy there.
Yeah, but policies
it was a
don't
policy,
count.
But it wasn't in the documents.
Yeah.
And then when hard times came, they wound up with a lot of foreclosures. So they bought some apartments. They started renting them out.
Yep.
And then that's when actually they got away from that policy about no rent in the first year.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, in order to do this, when you're taking away the rights to rent from somebody, you have to absolutely get a vote of the owners. And I'll tell you how this whole case came up. Good time to talk about a case called the Woodside versus Jaron case. It was decided by the Florida Supreme Court, I want to say 10, 12 years ago, a very big case in Florida. Might have been 2000, actually. Might have been that long ago. Anyway, what's the Woodside versus Jaron case about? A guy in the west coast of Florida had two condominium units, and he was always renting them out for like 18 years in a row, right? And one day, just like in your condominium, the community got fed up of rentals in their community. So the unit owners voted in favor of amending the declaration of condominium to now say no more rentals, or basically no more rentals. You can only rent like 9 out of 12 months a year, I think that case was about. And this guy... Let's just finish this little lesson for everybody. So this guy was pretty upset at after 18 years or so of renting out his units. Now, all of a sudden, the unit owners say no more renting, basically. It prevented him from renting his units and from getting this income. So he files a lawsuit against the association saying it violates his rights to rent his unit, violates his constitutional rights to have freedom and enjoyment of his property. Yeah. The case winds up at the Florida Supreme Court, and the Florida Supreme Court says, you know what? In a condominium, if you get 75% of the people in a condominium to vote on anything, that's good enough for us. They voted that there's no more rentals in this community. Fine, no more rentals in this community. Now, one of the justices of the Florida Supreme Court thought this was pretty unfair to this one guy to lose his rights to rent his unit after 18 years. So Justice Kintz urged the Florida legislature to amend the law to now basically say, okay, it's not fair that somebody can just have that right taken away. So if you don't vote in favor of the amendment specifically, that amendment will not affect you. Okay? So I hope that answers your question. Yeah.
Right. If the amendment only affects new buyers trying to discourage investment buying.
Right. Correct. Yep. Have no problem with that. Again, as long as you get the required vote. Again, then you have to look at what that number is in the declaration of condominium. You get that vote, no problem. It will affect the buyers, the new buyers, going forward only. All right, good call. Lots of great questions today. All right, we have Paul from Boynton. How are you, Paul?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a home with a separated guest house, and the law was that if the person was going to rent it, I'd have to make an application to the association, and they would have to approve it.
Okay.
And that went fine, and now they changed their wording. Now they passed that we cannot rent a partial part of the home. We have to rent the whole house as a whole.
Okay.
And that ups the income from that guest house.
Well, you see, the lesson that I just gave about the amendment wouldn't apply to those who don't vote in favor of it, right? That amendment that you're talking about in your community, guess what? That does not exist in the HOA statute. Okay? That specific provision only exists in the condo statute. So unfortunately for you, in an HOA, if the association amends their documents and makes greater restrictions now on the ability to rent, you can't say, well, wait a minute, hold on, I didn't vote in favor of it like a condo person would. That now applies to you. The legislature had a chance to help you out, but what else is new? HOA owners, again, you don't get the help. Okay, so unfortunately for you, you don't have the right to say, but I didn't vote for it, doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. Why? Because you don't live in a condo. Okay. Hope that answers your question. I think we lost Paul, but let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Still maybe time for a call or two. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, Glazer & Associates. And if you want to call him at the office, if you didn't get a chance to call in and you've got a problem with your condo or HOA, 855-4 Condo Craze, or we've got about 4 minutes left, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about Eric from Miami? How are you, Eric?
Got a follow-up question, Eric. Can the husband of a unit owner initiate a recall of the board and or be the appointee with a power of attorney?
Does the husband also have ownership rights?
Does not.
Does not. So he's technically not an owner. So, no, I'd say that husband does not have the right to be the unit owner representative for the recall. No.
Okay, but can vote for the recall with a POA?
No, as a matter of fact, this came up during the show. No, POAs are not allowed in recall proceedings. You cannot use a power of attorney to cast a vote in a recall proceeding. Not authorized, not allowed.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, no problem. All right, Karen, lots and lots and lots of tough questions today. It's great. Everybody kept me on my toes.
Yes.
That's for sure. Much appreciated. Truth is, though, we never get to what we tell everybody what we're going to get to.
I know.
And why? Because the calls don't stop. And to tell you the truth,
they need you.
I'm flattered by it, and I love it. If we don't get to it, we can always get to it later on. Lots of people really have no one to turn to.
Plus, you have your blog, and they can always
the
go
blog,
there.
And, you know, people oftentimes just don't have the ability to ask an attorney in all candor a question without it costing them an arm and a leg.
Right.
So that's what we're here for, quite frankly. And if we can do that all day long, we would do it all day long, believe me. But let's talk about what we'd like to get to eventually. You know, Friday's a big day coming up if you're a pro-gun advocate, because there's no question about it that the incoming administration is very, very pro-Second Amendment. I mean, Trump certainly had the backing of the NRA, for example. And
yes.
We keep trying to talk about on this show whether or not the board can prevent owners from bringing guns into the clubhouse, even if they're licensed to carry. So we'll definitely try to get into a debate on how I think that would go down. I can tell you that the people on our blog, at least the pro-Second Amendment people, said, I don't care what you say, I'm bringing my gun into the clubhouse.
Yeah, this gun-free zone issue, especially at like the airport.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
Claim
that's going to change. That's going to change.
Yep.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, the debate about whether or not it should be brought into college campuses is a big one, too, because it bothers me, I know, when I hear that kids are actually sitting ducks when somebody pulls out a gun on a college campus.
You know, I had the sheriff on the show, and he says, no, it would make it worse. It wouldn't have helped at the airport, because then if everyone has a gun, then we don't know who the bad guy is. So.
When they get there, and that might be the case, but in a college campus setting, I don't know. If there's one guy on campus, you know, pulls out a gun in a classroom, and all those students have no chance of fighting back.
Right.
I don't know if that's the best thing. It certainly deserves some talking about. But we'll certainly talk about it, whether or not you could bring it to the Mahjong game or the poker game in the clubhouse.
Or is the Mahjong game or poker game allowed in the clubhouse?
Right.
Remember our ladies?
That. Remember those ladies? That was great. And we'll also start talking about the emotional support animal debate.
Oh, boy.
We'll go over some of the terminology that's oftentimes used incorrectly. And we'll find out what your rights are as an association when you're asked for a request to keep an emotional support animal. You don't have to sit there with like a deer in the headlights. You do, in fact, have the means of at least asking some questions. So, again, a lot of things we get to as long as we can get to them, right? But first priority is always answer the calls from our listeners. So, everybody have a great week. Big week, like we said, coming up. I'm sure everybody will survive this week no matter what you're in favor of and what you're against. Don't worry, I'll still look forward to hearing from you on Saturday, 2 days after the swearing in. And everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week at 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs. Be well, everybody.
Talk 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, and WRMF HD2 Palm Beach, 850WFTL.com.